God bless you. Greetings in the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. I believe you are happy this morning to be in the house of the Lord. How many are happy to be in the house of the Lord this morning? I would like to appreciate my pastor here for allowing me to be here this morning. It only takes trust. Amen. May the Lord richly bless him and his wife and the family and the church as well and all you elders here. It also takes trust to allow me to be here this morning. I believe I'm going to be a good boy. By God's grace. We enjoyed end of April. When Pastor Mandula came to our church. There in Sose. And also Pastor Mazinga was there.
Pastor Mazinga wange variko.
I normally say that's our diocese with the Pastor Mazinga.
Ndido garandichiti ndo mutana wedu iko kuona mfundisi Mazinga.
So we had a wonderful time with him.
Takatakawa nenguwa yakanaka nao.
He preached a very, very good message.
Wakapari za maridzo yakanyanyisa kunaka.
So I don't know whether I'm going to preach my sermon or I'm going to continue with that one.
Saka ndichaziva kuti ndichaparidza yangu here kana kuti ndichangopfurira naiyoyo yavakaparidza.
Because it was so good. It was a masterpiece.
Zvanga zvakanyatsokunaka. Rakanga riri basa reumhizha.
I'll send you another comforter.
Zvinzi ndichakutumirai mumwe munyaradzi.
Up to now, people they are still talking about that comforter.
Kusvika pari zvino vanhu vachiri kungotaura nezvemunyaradzi iyeye.
I enjoyed it very much.
Ndakafara nayo zvakanyanya.
Because before that, I preached about the inside teacher.
Nekuti vasati vaparidza, ndakanga ndaparidzawo pamusoro peku.
The Holy Ghost.
Mutsvene.
So when he came,
saka pawakauya,
I was keeping everything.
Wanga kuri kungotesesa zvose zvatanga takambotaura.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe I might continue.
Ndochikonzero kuti ndingangoenderera mberi.
So don't blame me.
Saka musazondiwanire mhosva.
But we had a wonderful time.
Asi takava nenguva yakanaka.
Praise the Lord.
Zita rashe ngarikudzwe.
And him was there as well.
Ini ndaiwekowo.
Amen.
Amen.
He's a witness.
Ndiri chapupu.
And before I preached,
tisati ndaparidza,
maybe for him to know also as well, and him.
Kuti isuwo tigoziwawo zvakare.
We had some testimonies after that message.
Takava nema testimony mushure memharidzo iyoyo.
There came a woman.
Wakauya mumwe mudzimai.
You remember with a stick.
Akanga ane mudonzo.
An elder woman.
Mudzimai wechikuru.
Then we prayed for her.
Akanamatirwa.
You remember? Yes. So from that day onwards,
saka kubva pazuva iroro kuenda mberi,
she forgot about that stick.
Vakatokanganwa nezvemudonzo iwoyo.
And she didn't know.
Vanga vasingaziwe
that she was using that stick.
Kuti vaishandisa mudonzo iwoyo.
For 2 weeks.
Kwemavhiki maviri.
Then she said to other people.
Wakati kune vamwe vanhu.
By the way, what happened?
Chiko chakaitika.
I used to use the stick.
Ndaimbofamba nemudonzo ini.
But where is that stick?
Ko uri kupika mudonzo wangu?
After 2 weeks.
Mushure memavhiki maviri.
Just imagine after that prayer.
Mushure mokunamatirwa ikoko.
That's what God does.
Those noita Mwari.
Two women.
Adzimai maviri.
They are testifying.
Wari kupupura.
But she's going to the Roman Catholic Church. But you know what she is doing, the other women? She's busy testifying. That if you want to go to church, go there. And she's saying, wana wane zvinhu zvawo.
Amen.
But she's not coming, but she's busy testifying. She's walking up right now. So you see what's happening there. So it was necessary for him to be there. We really appreciate the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God is good all the time. We really appreciate the Lord. I am enjoying about the meetings here. Though I was not here last night. But you can feel the atmosphere is good. So it takes an atmosphere for anything to happen. If you want people to fight, just create an atmosphere. The first thing, they create an atmosphere before they fight. Amen. So I can feel the atmosphere that yesterday, I believe it was good. I think I was supposed to sit down and hear somebody preaching. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, hey, you know, the issue of covenant, what the pastor is saying, I really enjoyed it. A covenant.
Sungano.
You know, that's why even in the Bible, before I started preaching, or I'm preaching, preachers differ. Amen.
Amen.
You know, this issue of a covenant. Remember, when God remembers His covenant, you know what happened? He always reacts. That's why I said to Moses,
Moses,
I have remembered my covenant. What happened? He reacted. And something happened. Amen. When that woman was in the temple praying, was it Hannah? She was praying. What happened? God remembered His covenant. And He reacted. And He answered that prayer. So, like you this morning, we are under a covenant this morning. If you are here believing under that covenant, whatever your heart desires, God is going to react in these meetings. You are going to receive your heart desire. Hallelujah. Because we are a covenanted people. That's why we are here. Amen.
Amen.
Even the scripture, just saying where two or three are gathered in my name. Amen. I'll be in their meeting. So let's take that advantage. What is said? I'll be in their meeting. So He's here. So He's going to react. I mean, it's not our scripture. It's Him who said that. So let's take that advantage of what He said. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Let's read the scripture, friends. Amen. God is good all the time. Praise the Lord. You love Him? Amen.
Amen.
If you can put there Romans 8, verse 11.
Roma 8, Dima 11.
That means there's somebody who is praying.
Amen. I preach for long, know that someone is praying.
So after service, you must question him.
So
were you praying? The nature of this preacher, he doesn't preach long. What happened? Amen. What happened? Neither, I don't have a button in my tongue.
And now, button in my tongue.
You know that story of a preacher. He used to put a sweet when he starts preaching. So when the sweet dissolves,
that's
the end of his service.
But they
remember one day he forgot or whatever.
He put a button.
And
he
was just going on.
Going on.
He says, hey, what's happening here? To find out that that was not his sweet. It was a button. So that I didn't swallow a button. Praise the Lord. Are you there, friends? Amen. Let's hear what the Bible is saying here. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you.
Amen. Zvino kana mweya waiye akamutsa Jesu kuwakafa achigara mukati menyu. Iye akamutsa Kristu Jesu kuwakafa. Uchaponesa miviri yenyu inofa nomweya wake unogara mukati menyu.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may take your
seat.
Now, because of this covenant, amen, for God to react, when a covenant is there, I want to just give a small background how God can react if there is a covenant. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. No, I want to speak maybe to give a title. Mechanics and Dynamics. Amen.
Amen.
Mechanics and Dynamics.
Nesimba.
Because I heard the pastor commenting about the altar. Because whenever he heard the word altar, altar always associate with fellowship, with worship.
Amen.
Amen. So, when an altar is there, you must know how to set that altar, so that you might get audience from him. Amen. You must know how to do the mechanics, so that God
will
see the pattern. Like what he said to Moses.
Moses,
whatever you are doing, you did according to the fashion. If that thing is according to the fashion, if that thing is built according to the fashion, then God will say, amen. Because it's according to the fashion. So if you see in the Old
Testament,
the way how they build their altars, it was supposed to be according to the fashion. It's not just a question, it was not just a question of saying, let me just build my altar in my own way. You are not going to get audience from God. But the altar, when you build the Old and Old
Testament,
you must know the mechanics. Why? Because you are waiting for the dynamics. So if the mechanics are not right, don't expect dynamics. So the only thing was for the worshipper to build the
altar.
Amen. In a certain way that pleases God. And God will say, amen.
Amen.
That's it.
This also.
Then the dynamics.
Amen.
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 So, you know what the prophet says? About the mechanics.
You see,
sometimes the mechanics are always alright. And we like the mechanics. I mean, we like the mechanics. Because for you,
no,
to get the dynamics, the mechanics must be alright. You can't expect the dynamics without the mechanics.
These
two They go in hands. Amen.
Amen.
Are you following now? Amen.
Amen.
You know, that's why, you know, the prophet says, sometimes we miss when we approach God. It's because of the way how we approach. The issue of approaching is very, very important. Even though the covenant is there, but you must know how to approach him so that you might get audience. Amen.
Amen.
You know, if you want to approach the pastor, there is a way of approaching him so that you can get audience from him. But a wrong approach, you can't get the audience. Right audience. If you just say, Pastor, why are you not praying for me these days? Things are happening. Why? That's a wrong approach. Like a married woman try to approach the husband. And with the wrong approach, the man will react. Hey, you, daddy. Can't you see that there's no sugar here? Why? That approach, they might not get the right audience from the man. But the right approach, when she approaches the man, when she approaches the man with the right approach, saying, you know, Dad.
What, Baba?
Hey, this tea.
Tea.
You know that spoon you put?
Spoon
is the last one, eh?
There's no sugar.
What can we do?
Touch it is, you know.
You can see the man because of the right approach.
He shows
twice his size. Twice his size. Amen.
Amen.
$100 just change at your sandipa.
Amen.
The right approach.
Mawuriro kwao.
Amen.
Amen.
Even the prophet was saying, let's say a boy wants to get married. Then he approaches a girl.
He
says, you.
What
I want to marry you.
And
after that,
Lukuda
wana 20 newe. The girl ran away.
Anofunduka.
She go home saying, oh, I met a beast.
Where don't wanna chipuka cha hicho.
Hallelujah. Wrong approach.
Mawiriro asiriwa.
But the right approach.
Asimawiriro pao.
You say, oh, your dress is
what
nice.
What was ya hembe yako yakanaka hii.
Boots is that go Dubai nae. The right approach.
Mawuriro kwao.
Amen. Well, after that,
Mushure
you get the audience.
Unotererwa nyaya yako.
So, oh, if you can read the message, the approach to God, you can hear what the prophet teaches about how to approach God so that you get audience. Amen. So remember, brothers and sisters, we are a covenanted people. We are under a covenant. But we must know how to approach our God so that we get audience. Amen.
Amen.
Are we together, friends? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, the mechanics must be alright. All the time. All the time. I like your pastor the way how he teaches
it. Sometimes
I follow some of these things without knowing
it.
Amen. You know, the mechanics here. You know, like the way how he teaches. I will send you another comforter.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. When the comforter was there, Jesus Christ himself, they were comfortable. Because he was there. But when he was about to go, that's when he said, I Not somebody else.
Pete mumwe munhu.
You know, people must get these eyes.
Wanhu vanofanira kuyedza kubata nyaya yekuti ini.
When God say I,
Mwari pavanoti ini.
You must get that.
Unofanira kubata izvo.
It's not a man.
Asiri munhu.
But it's him.
Asi ndiye.
Amen.
Amen.
Who's swearing?
Iye ari kupika.
Under a covenant.
Pasi pesungano.
Abraham.
Abraham.
Huh? He made a covenant with God.
Akaita sungano na
Mwari. Oh, God made a covenant with Abraham.
Akaita sungano na Abraham.
And God swore.
Mwari wakaona.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So if the covenant is there,
saka kana paine sungano,
you must know how to approach him.
Unofanira kuziva kuti unouya sei kwaari.
That's why Jesus Christ said,
ndo chikonzero Jesu
aka, I,
ini,
who sent you,
ndichakutumirai,
you,
ndichakutumirai iwe,
you doesn't mean
iwe hazirewi wanhu wose.
I'll send you,
ndichatumirai iwe,
another,
mumwe,
comforter,
munyaradzi.
Behold,
Tarira,
I will send you,
Dinokutumira,
Elijah,
Eria,
the prophet,
Muporofita,
you,
Iwe,
I,
Ini,
Amen,
Amen.
When he went away,
Pakaenda,
the comforter came,
Munyaradzi akauya.
Amen. The comforter is here.
Munyaradzi aripan.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I don't know whether he preached that message here like what he did.
And is there kuti vakaiparidza here pano zvakaitawo?
We don't believe in outwitting preachers.
Hatitenderi nyaya kuti unokunda mumwe muparidzi.
But as my friend,
I can
outwit him on that one.
Ndinogona kuti mukunda pana mharidzo iyoyo.
Well, that was my message. He came to preach for me. It was designed for me. Amen. Sorry, Pastor. Amen. Now, let's hear what the prophet says here. About the mechanics. I know here the mechanics are right. Here the mechanics are right. Amen. The mechanics are right. Amen. When the dynamics. Amen. Because when the mechanics are right. Just wait for the dynamics. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now the prophet is saying here in the message, the sign of this time. Paragraph
27.
Paragraph 27. That was preached 63.
Amen.
1113.
Amen.
He's saying, we said last night,
Takati usiku wapfuura,
we have so much of the mechanics.
Zvine zvakanyanya zvehurongwa.
And not the dynamics.
Ah, si kwete zvesimba.
Now my body is the mechanics.
Saka mutumbi wangu ndezveurongwa.
Hey, listen to that one.
Terera iko
my
izoko.
Body is the mechanics.
Mutumbi wangu urongwa.
But my body will not operate without the dynamics.
Asi haugone kubata pasina zvesimba.
This body,
mutumbi uyu,
is the mechanics.
Ndo urongwa wacho.
But without the dynamics,
asi pasina simba,
it can't operate.
Haugone kuita chii.
It can't move.
Haugone kufamba.
Amen.
Amen.
But the mechanics is, when the mechanics are alright,
pese urongwa zvinenge zvanaka,
then wait for the dynamics to operate the body to move.
Pa kuti mutumbi ugofambiswa.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go. And the spirit operates my body. Brings it in control. Like an automobile. With no gasoline in it. Amen. It might be 300 series or whatever series. Don't pray for it. Don't waste your time to fast for it. Amen.
Yes.
Something must happen.
Pane chinofanira kuiti.
For it to move.
Kuti igofamba kubva ipapo.
The mechanics are alright.
Zveurongwa hongu zvakaringa.
You might admire it.
Unogona kutoiyemura.
Don't try to push it.
Rega kuedza kuisunda.
The mechanics are everything's alright.
Yose zvinenge zvakatonaka pairi mota iyoyo.
Don't feel pit for it.
Rega kuinzwira tsitsi.
But there's something lacking.
Pane chisipo.
Amen.
Amen.
He says, with no failing power.
Basina simba remoto.
See, no matter how fine the dynamics, or I mean the mechanics,
this nine kuti zvehurongwa zvakanaka sei,
is fixed up. The cylinders,
the
points and the plugs,
and
whatever more,
it's
got to have the current also. You got to take those together. That's the way God is.
It's
got to get a believer with God and to make conduct. Then something's going to happen.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The mechanics might be alright. But without the gasoline. Without the dynamics. That car can't move. Put the dynamics.
Amen.
Amen. He said, that's the way a believer in God is. When a believer received the word, and he received God, and received the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, you are twofold. Amen. Then you can understand Acts. Acts 3:6. What happened there? When God and a believer was in conduct. Amen.
Amen.
Peter.
Petro.
He was passing through that gate.
Then
Peter said, silver and gold.
Petro
have I none.
Atina.
But such as I have, give I this. In the name of Jesus Christ. Of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. No prayer meeting. Rise up and walk. But watch. What was with Peter?
Petro anga arichi.
He was in contact with God.
Anga akabatana namwari.
With the dynamics. Both the mechanics and the dynamics. The works that I do shall you do also. Even the greater works shall you do. He that is in you is greater than the one in the world. He that is in you. I like that in you. Don't look at somebody else. In you.
Mauri.
Amen.
Amen.
The greater than Solomon is here.
Mukuru Solomon.
The greater than Jonah is here.
Mukuru kupfura Jonah.
But watch, brother, sister. You can see what happened there. That was Peter.
Angari Petro.
They were passing through that gate. You know, I was thinking what the scripture says there. The gate was called a beautiful gate. And if you hear the Bible says beautiful, that thing is beautiful. And you, if you hear the Bible say this is bad, it is bad for sure.
Amen.
But look, I believe the parents of this lame guy. Because this gate was beautiful. I believe it was well decorated. Well perfumed, I don't know. Because it was beautiful. And this lame guy, the parents, they thought is good to put him there at that beautiful gate. I believe there were other gates. But this one, they chose this one because it was a beautiful gate. Brother, sister, what am I saying? Things might look beautiful. The environment might look beautiful. Amen. The mechanics might look nice.
But
without the dynamics.
Amen.
Amen. You might be failing to overcome a certain thing. And the environment looks beautiful. You need the dynamics. You'll be coming to church. You'll be doing everything in church. The environment is beautiful. You are so comfortable. And you think it's your, that thing is for you, is part and parcel of you. The mechanics are
alright.
But you are under a covenant. You must refuse that. You can see what happened there. When Paul, when Peter,
Petro,
with the dynamics,
Nesimba,
with the campai,
wow,
him,
yeah.
I know get, but get people by badar wachaipo. Because we are beautiful, by badar wipap. Saka akafunga by beauty, pa akaona Peter, just shake it around, akafunga dak piwa. Something.
Amen.
But akazi, you will see the very Nendara my satina.
Amen.
Chatina, Jones, tell Jesus, Simka, we say.
Fambe.
Amen.
Amen.
He's saying here, message once more.
63:1117. Amen.
He says, paragraph 84. I said, in my travel, I found two classes of people. And I said, one of them are fundamentals. Positionally, they know by the mechanics that they are to be sons and daughters in God. And I said the next I find is the Pentecostals. They with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But I said, the fundamentals positionally know where they are at. The mechanics. They are right. Praise the Lord. But they don't have any faith in the word. And the Pentecostals has got a lot of faith. But don't know who they are. And I said, it's like a man that had money in the bank, but could not write a check. And one could write a check, but had no money in the bank. If
Amuna,
you could just get them together. The fundamentalists and the Pentecostals. Amen. The mechanics and the dynamics. Amen. Says this is where Satan got in. To make it all mechanics. All mechanics. And no dynamics. Speak all dynamics and no mechanics.
See,
we got to put it together. The mechanics and the dynamics. Amen.
Amen.
Put them together. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's why Christ says John 14. John 14:10. It's not me who is doing these things. But who is doing these things?
It's
the Father that dwelleth in me. Amen. Are you there? Believest thou not that I am in the Father? And the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, He doeth He works.
Ndiwo wanoita mabasa.
Amen. Same with you.
Zvimwe chete newe.
Amen. Christ is in you.
Kristu ari mauri.
The works that you do.
Mabasa unoita.
Not your works.
Haasi mabasa.
It's him that dwelleth in you.
Ndiye anogara mauri.
The works that I do.
Mabasa ndinoita.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He's saying here in message absolute.
Anoti pano maridzo.
You see, he is the dynamics of the mechanics.
Yes. Simba, ndiye urongwa wesimba.
The mechanics of the church.
Urongwa wekereke.
What is it?
Chi.
Apostles.
Apostles.
Prophets.
Profita.
Teachers.
Adidzisi.
And so forth.
Nezvakadaro.
And he is the dynamics of that works that.
Iye ndiye simba rinoshanda izvozvo.
And it's worked by a certain dynamic.
Uye zvinoshanda nerimwe simba.
Which is called the, like, he is the fire that fires off the gas.
Ndiye moto unopisa petrol.
He is the fire that is in the combustion car or chamber.
Ndiye simba rinopinda munosangana petrol.
The word
choko
is poured that over that combustion chamber.
Rega richidirwa munosangana zvinhu.
He is the one that sets he a fire.
Ndiye anobisa kure.
He is the one that confirms.
Yeah, no support.
He is the power of the resurrection. He is God. He is the fire. That's what he is. Amen. Amen. He is absolute. He is the dynamics of the mechanics. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, in the Old Testament, I believe you have heard of Balaam. I don't have time to go that scripture. But you have heard of Balaam.
Balaam,
he was a prophet.
A good
preacher. He knew what he was supposed to do. That was
Balaam.
Listen to what the prophet says about Balaam.
Tell Israel, in prophet,
says Balaam.
What is the Balaam?
When he was making the altar, he used to do it the right way. The mechanics were alright. That was Balaam. 7 bullocks. 7 altars, all those things. He knew what he was doing. The mechanics were
alright.
Amen. The mechanics were right. But there was something lacking. That was the dynamics. God couldn't vindicate. Though the altar was perfect. Whatever what he was doing. But no dynamics. But the mechanics were right. Amen.
Amen.
He's saying here. In the churches.
Says,
so Balaam went down and set up 7 altars for the clean beasts of sacrifice. He killed a lamb signifying the coming of the Messiah. That was perfect. That was good. Signifying the coming of the Lord. The mechanics were
right.
Amen.
Amen.
He knew what to do to approach unto God. He had the mechanics just right. But not the dynamics. Same as now. Can you see the Nicolaitans? Amen. The mechanics were right. But was lacking the dynamics. Amen. Are we together? We are building up. I'm building up. So that you hear what I'm saying about these mechanics and the dynamics. You a covenanted people. You must know how to approach God. And when God remembers, He always reacts. He must react in these meetings. Amen. To your situation. God must react when He remembers His covenant. Amen. said Moses,
Moses,
I've remembered my covenant. I've seen
Naona
what's happening there in Israel, in Egypt.
Egypt.
I've remembered. And God reacted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you come to him
kwaari,
before God
kwaari,
with a scripture,
uine kwaaro,
he reacts.
Ano
he remembered his covenant. God's
yake.
Word is a covenant. Amen.
Hey.
This word is a covenant. God does not change his mind
maari,
about his word. What he said
taura,
is the final.
Dokupetisira.
He doesn't alter it.
Shandure, shandure.
That's why Moses,
Moses
one time
imengua,
when he became conscious
baaka chera chedza,
of his presence
kupo wake,
he knew
akaziwa,
that this God is here.
Kuti mwari uyu ari
pano. What happened?
Chii chakaitika?
It stabilizes him.
Zvakamudzikamisa.
It stabilizes his actions,
his
behavior,
his
attitude. Why?
Say,
because
nukuti,
he knew
akaziwa,
that this God is present.
Mwari uyu ari pano.
We must be conscious
tinofanira kubengenuka
today
nasi,
of his presence.
Paupo wake.
If you are not conscious
kana ukasabengenuka
of his presence,
paupo wake,
you miss.
Unazvipotsa.
When we gather, brothers and sisters,
but you know we are manza,
as believers,
attend.
Amen. Are you a believer this morning? If you gather as believers, be conscious of his presence. He doesn't break his covenant. He's here. He said, I'll be with you, even in you, until the end of the earth. And we are the bride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be conscious this morning of his presence. You are going to get your heart
desired.
Are you a covenant, are you a covenanted people? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why it worked well. That's why it worked well with
Enoch.
He walked with God. He was under a covenant. He knew his God. Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet says, paragraph 269, God's only provided place of worship. He said, notice Enoch. God is perfect reflector in time. Amen.
Amen.
Are you not also his reflector in time? Enoch represents the bride. Enoch walked with God. And he was raptured.
Akavutwa.
Amen. Are we not the rapturing material?
Tiri wanhu vagadzirira kubvutwa here?
Are we not the rapturing material?
Tiri mhando yekubvutwa here?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. A reflector in type.
Kuratidzira nguva.
When God was through with him,
Mwari akapedza naye.
He just translated him.
Akangomushandura.
Took him up.
Akamtora.
The mechanics. Listen. I like that. Listen, the mechanics.
Ze hurongwa.
That he had reflected became dynamics with the spirit and it took him up. Hallelujah. And this body is the mechanics. Amen.
Amen.
Same in the days of Elijah. Elijah even to his bones where that reflection, reflector of God in his body being made manifest. The body of God. They laid a dead man on it. He sparked it to life again. We are flesh. We are flesh and bone of him. As long as we are the bride of Christ. Do you believe that? Says, alright. Amen. If the mechanics are right. Amen. The dynamics will come. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we still together? Maybe let's just give the Lord a clap offering this morning. Praise the Lord. You need these dynamics.
Lord,
praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's telling us about this symphony. Symphony. Siphon, okay.
Ne siphon. Amen.
As you are comparing up this siphon,
says
the scripture is a siphon, like a siphon.
Baro, rakafanya na siphon.
Amen. He's saying something here.
Oh,
to the musicians, I believe you are going to enjoy this one. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Paragraph 168. The might God unveiled before us. Amen. He's saying here. Now, the only way that you ever going to be able to do it, my brethren, is this. And brethren of the world, and of the different parts of the world, I might say, there is only one way for that director to do. He has get in the same spirit that the composer was in.
Anofanyira kupinda mumwe yacha iwo wakanga une akanyora.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I saw Sister Hannah. Are you there?
Ndaona Sister Hannah muchiripo here?
Oh yeah, she's there. You see?
Amen.
In our church.
Unoziwa ikereke.
There's a small sister.
Pane mumwe anzadzi diki.
I think she's grade 7 now.
Ari grade 7.
She enjoys Sister Hannah's songs.
Wano fari ranzi the Sister Hannah.
So we call her Sister Hannah.
Saka tiloto wati Sister Hannah.
She can impersonate.
Wano tewezera.
Like Sister Hannah.
Seza wano
itachai. The way how she sings.
Nemo nemo.
Everything.
Jose.
And we enjoyed.
Ano fari.
I believe she. Ano pindo mwewa chochezo akobos.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Wapinda mweya wa Kristo. Unaona zvimwe zvinhu.
Yes.
Zvari kutaura. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see, if somebody is singing,
kana pane anenge achimba,
be in the spirit
of
that composer. Then you get in the spirit. Then you can sing
at
the best. Amen. Kana uri muna Kristo. Uchiita zvinhu, uchiparidza uri muna Kristo.
Amen.
Uchiimba uri muna Kristo, you do the best.
Unoita zvakanaka.
Kana uchinamata uri muna Kristo. You do the best.
No, ita zvakanaka.
Because wapinda kuti kwende.
Amen. Amen.
Muna Kristo.
Amen.
Amen. Mechanics, the dynamics, sharpa mechiti.
Chokwadi.
Amen. Ah, Jonah, no, the spirit what? The letter killeth, but the spirit giveth what? Life.
Amen.
So says no family sana. Mweya wacho nechi. Netsamba yacho. Amen. I like this church because Pandagas Gwanyachi. Yeah, the comfort and got yeah. No. Murumo has right. And it ought to put
cool.
Because mechanic is Anishinu Zaki. Because kind of mechanics are right, personal dynamics. I don't want the comforter. Not the dynamics, the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. All right, let's get in this. Says, and when the church, the siphon itself, where the world is watching for the signs and wonders, when the church and the composer and the director all get in the spirit of the composer, what will happen? All things are possible. The days of miracles are past.
Yes.
Because the mechanics and dynamics, right? They
say,
Shabbatan.
Amen.
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 Then, when they say the days of miracles past, it don't hit the right note. Amen. It don't hit the right note.
Zirowe chaipo.
Zakuto
pachuni isiriyo. Discord. What do this year discord yakuitwa hii?
Yeah.
Amen. But when it gets in the right swing of it, and the right spirit of it, how you're going to do it until the spirit comes down of the composer? Then, I mean, when you say the days of miracles never pass, the siphon cries out. Amen. When we hit, say Jesus Christ, the same God yesterday, today, and forever, the siphon cries out, hallelujah, amen.
Huh?
Because the mechanics and the dynamics, amen. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. The siphon cries, amen. I got it. I got it.
That's bad.
You know, Pastor Mazinga many years ago used to do this. Hey, I got it.
That's bad.
Or you can say, you got it, Pastor.
What, Pastor Mazibata?
Because I believe some will be missing. You shall receive power. Amen. Praise the Lord. It says, there's no more guesswork about it then. The whole symphony is right in harmony with the word. Praise the Lord. It's a magnificent thing. The director and the composer must be in the same spirit. And so must be the musicians. Be in the same spirit. To act it all out. And the world is wondering what's going on. What's going on? Amen. If you see these people who are playing here, if you are not gifted, you might not understand what's happening there. It seems they are contradicting. But listen to the truth.
Huh?
Listen to the music. At the end of the day, it's one thing. Amen. They're in that spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Are we together? Amen.
Man.
We are so thankful, friends.
No tenda, ama.
Amen. God is good all the time. You know, there's something here what the prophet is saying. In the message, why? Praise the Lord. About this issue of mechanics and dynamics. I want you to get this clear. Was, don't miss this.
Amen.
God's balm and inoculation.
Amen.
Maybe the sisters, they don't know why they got to this vaccination or so. So, sisters, when you go for these vaccinations, you'll be preventing for a certain disease. But for that vaccination, they will tell you it's for 5 years or for whatever years, then the strength is no more after those years. But during those years, the body will be busy fighting that kind of a disease. Amen. But let's hear the vaccination of God himself. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Page 35.
Amen.
Message Y. 590813. He's saying, now,
Zino,
I'll prove to you what God is bound and inoculation
is.
The first candidate was 120. to get the vaccination.
Wakabaiwa nomba.
Remember they went in the upper room?
Angarai wakaenda kuimba
pamoja. And they waited there.
Wakamirira iko
for the vaccination.
Kumirira kubaiwa.
10 days.
Azua 10.
Waiting in the upper room.
Wari kuimba pamsoro.
Waiting for the Holy Ghost.
Wakamirira mwe amutsheni.
Waiting for vaccination.
Wakamirira kubaiwa.
After this vaccination,
shura mekubaiwa.
It doesn't have an expiring date.
Hapana zuwa rinonza usisina simba mushonga wacho.
Amen.
Amen.
Some of these vaccinations,
mimwe mishonga iyi,
they do have some expiring dates.
Ine nguva inonzi hauchashandi.
But our vaccination this morning,
we do mangwana neani.
It doesn't have an expiring date.
Una date ra unopedza kushanda.
Once you are injected,
kana vango baiwa chete,
it's for good.
Kusika narini.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's saying the first candidates was 120.
Tanga kubaiwa, waiwa 120.
They went up in the upper room.
Wakaenda kuimba pamsoro.
For inoculation.
Kuti wagonobaiwa.
He said,
anoti,
I have been with you.
Nagadi nemi.
Comforter. I have been with you.
Daiwane mi.
I was with you.
Daiwane mi.
Amen. There comes another comforter.
Pouya mumwe munyaradzi.
Another covenant.
Imwe sungano.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Sungano yemwe yamucheni.
Of a vaccination.
Sungano yakubaiwa nhumba.
Amen. I like this vaccination.
You know damn shungao.
Sis. I have been with you. But now I am going to be in you. They went up for the inoculation. And all of a sudden, there came the serum from heaven like a rushing mighty wind. And the flaps of fire burning and inoculated 120. Hallelujah. The dynamic is came. I was with you. I was teaching all these things with you. The mechanics are right. But now I'm going to be in you. You must get this vaccination. And after getting this vaccination, you are going to be witnesses. Not only here. All over. And there's going to be a promise. Not only for you. Even to your children. Not only your children. And their children. Not only that. And they're also children. After getting this vaccination, it doesn't expire. The mechanics are right. Come up hither. Into the upper room. For the vaccination. Hallelujah. The dynamics now. I was with you. Teaching all these things. That's why I believe, he said, that's why you came to me one time. In Matthew chapter
24.
With those three questions. And you came to me private. And you were asking me, when are these things going to happen? What is going to be the end? What is going to be the sign of thy coming? Amen. But I was with you. The mechanics were right. But now, I'm going to be in you now. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Are we together?
Amen.
And he's saying here, what kind of a prescription?
What Zino? A prescription
he said. Repent, every one of you. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this prescription is for your children and your children's children and for them thus far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
the inoculation. Oh, brother, repent and get right with God. Take away all things God promised that He will give you the Holy Ghost. That's the prescription. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This the strength of this vaccination. Brother, it's until it's that's eternity.
Up eternity.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't be sick again. You can't
be called
back again for another vaccination. It's the strength. It's another comforter. Hallelujah. I will send you another comforter. That is the strength. He's always with you.
He's
always with you. Even in you.
Until.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need this vaccination. Praise the Lord, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And God promised. Amen. If the mechanics are right, you receive the dynamics of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
If the mechanics are right, the
next thing
is the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
That's why He was speaking. I'm waiting to close.
Maybe
somebody prayed. Hey, I was supposed to be done by now. He's saying here in this message, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The eagle stealing her nest. What is he saying here? He's saying here, he's telling us about the great big magnet. Paragraph 41. The prophet visited a certain company. Then he's saying here, I thought, what's that? And down through it came, it was a great big magnet. And as it crossed over that floor, right down that ISO, all those shavings picked right up on it and went out to the cupola. They magnetized it. And it dropped in to be molded over again. I said, hallelujah. That's the prophet. He visited this company. And he was watching this magnet.
Magnet.
And the magnet was just going. You see, there was a lot of shavings. And the prophet was wondering, hey, you manager, how are you going to sweep all these things, to remove these things? How are you going to remove all these things? Then the manager said, wait and see. Just wait and see.
So
that's why that's the conversation with the prophet. So the prophet was there watching that great magnet. It just came. Amen. It was moving. When the magnet was moving, all these shavings, they were jumping up. To be magnetized. Because it was a magnet. But amidst those shavings, there were some aluminium shavings. Oh, it was unfortunate. They couldn't jump also. Because of the material. The ability was there. Hey, is the magnet going? The mechanics were right.
They saw
the magnet, but they couldn't jump. And also the prophet was saying, there were also some metals they were bolted. They were bolted. And the magnet was passing also. It was passing. The ability was in them. They wanted also to jump. The ability was in them. The mechanics were right. But to jump,
They were bolted. They couldn't jump. And the magnet passed.
Magnet yopura.
So you can see here the prophet saying, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
The prophet saying, hallelujah!
Oti hallelujah!
And the manager, he was confused. Why? Why hallelujah to this funny things? Because it was a day-to-day work. How can you say hallelujah to these things? Huh? He said, hallelujah. What for? The prophet was in the spirit. Seeing that
magnet.
But back in his mind, he was thinking of the great magnet from heaven. Hallelujah. That will come one of these days. Amen. And pick those who are magnetized with the Holy Ghost, with both dynamics and mechanics. Amen. That magnet. Even the time of general resurrection, that magnet will come. Amen. God will drop that magnet, seeking for those. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Those to the boss. Mechanics.
Urongwa.
And the dynamics.
Lesimba.
Under the covenant.
Pasipesunga.
They will jump.
Wana shatuka.
They will jump.
Wana batira.
Amen.
Amen.
Are we together, friends?
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
Are you those small,
are you
that small? Don't be bolted down. Don't be bolted down. The things of the world, they are bolting people down. Though the mechanics are right, but the things of the world, they are bolting people down. Hallelujah. And the magnet will come. The ability is there. I am a Christian. But you can't jump. And the magnet will pass.
Magnet yopura. Amen.
When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Amen. Without the blood, without the token, without the dynamics,
it
will pass. Are we together?
Amen.
Are we still alright?
You
can read on and on. As you hear the prophet saying
hallelujah.
So I'm saying, under this covenant, brothers and sisters, we are under a covenant. But when God remembers his covenant, he always reacts.
Amen.
Amen. Mwari hafratira azite. Kana arangarira sungano yake azite. Munhu ndiye anofratira noti mwari. Mwari kana arangarira sungano yake. Even zvakatotsidza pano pa church. Mwari kana azvirangarira. He always reacts.
Ane zvanoita.
Amen. Are we together?
Amen.
He promised.
Akawimbisa.
Whatever the pastor was saying before
me,
whatever your heart desires, I mean, that's his word. He promised.
Amen.
He promised. So he's going to react in these meetings. Why I'm telling you the mechanics are right. The mechanics are right. Let the dynamics fall. And
you
receive your heart desire. The mechanics are right. You have been taught right here. Amen. Amen. You have been taught right here. Let the dynamics fall. Let the vaccination come. Amen.
Amen.
Anapondo shaka tanga na zizoso. This vaccination.
Amen.
First church age. Ukaona was aina ku expire. Amen. Inopa upenyu Singapore.
Amen.
Amen. Inopa upenyu Singapore.
Chokwad.
Aye expire. Uzo zogi foot.
Amen.
Apana ni je kutora ka buku ndakabewa muswakat. Jamai from COVID. Akuna. As expires. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother, sister, God is good. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Achida asingadi Satan tinongo kunda cheti.
Amen.
Because sungano ino iripo.
Amen.
Amen. Sungano iripo. That's why even, you know, this issue of covenant.
Na uye sungano ino.
Da peza, na kutungo peza, da peza.
Amen.
Munu na sungano ino covenant ye.
Hey.
Pane etinoti marriage covenant. Nakambo story of it,
brother. Sungano ye mchatu.
It's a covenant. It's not until 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Or until what broke shama. It's until death. It's a covenant. It's until death. That's a covenant. It binds both parties. So we, the bride, with our God, we are under a covenant. It binds both of us. We are in partnership. If you do this, I'll do this. You know, those who are in businesses, those who are in partnership, they understand about the partnership and the shares. So we are in partnership.
Saka tiripa kugoeran.
Israel one time.
Israel imengua.
They backslid.
Wakatoka kumashure.
That's why the prophet preached the message.
Doshko zero paka paris kwa marito.
The blushing prophet.
Profita anonyara.
Why?
Say.
Israel backslid.
Israel yanga yatoka kumashure.
But the covenant was still there.
Sungano yanga ichiripo.
The way back to the covenant was them to repent.
The
covenant was still there. That's why even
Samson,
when he backslid, he was doing whatever he was doing. But he realized that I must go back.
He says,
just once more. Just once more. Amen. He lost the joy of his salvation. But he was still a son. The covenant was still there. But he lost the joy of his salvation. That's why David says, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. The covenant is dead. But the devil is there to take the joy of your salvation. Trials might come here at church. It's the ego.
Such a
pungu.
Stay
amen. Amen. Trials will come here at church.
So,
starting with the pastor.
Chitangira
with
kukundi,
the deacons, everyone. But let me tell you. Makabaiwa.
Amen.
You are under a covenant.
Pasi
it's only the devil wants to take away the joy
and
of your salvation. But the covenant will still stand. Whatever God promises, He will provide it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember church this afternoon. When God remembers, He always reacts. When He remembers His covenant, He always reacts. He made a covenant with us. That's why we are here this morning. Amen. If you meet God's requirements, God will react. And
you
get audience from Him. Amen. Our mechanics are
right.
Our mechanics are right. Let the dynamics fall. Amen. I believe our approach to God is alright. Let the dynamics fall. So that we have audience from our God. God bless you, church. Enjoy your weekend. Remember, it's a God of covenant. Amen. God bless you. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
How many are saying,
Angani varikuti,
I will be inoculated this afternoon.
Ndichabaiwa masikati ano.
Amen. How many are saying I have been inoculated?
Angani varikuti ndabaiwa masikati ano.
Do you know one of the reasons why we come to church?
Kuti watsi kuchizvikonzero chatinorira kukereke.
Is to come to drink.
Kuuya kuti tigonwa.
Amen.
Amen.
In the world there.
Kunyika uko.
When they've got issues that they are too shy to tackle. And they have enemies. Which they are afraid to approach. They go to the
bar.
To drink.
Amen.
Amen. Watch Brother Peter. A man that had been shying away from the message.
Murume anga achiunyara kuwanda pamaridzo.
Who didn't want to be identified with the Messiah.
Aisada kucherechedzwa kuti anga ane
Messiah. Things became hard.
Zvinhu zvaoma.
When there was a death to come by.
Panga paine rufu rwekutarisana narwo.
He said, I don't know him.
Kati handimuziwewo.
But Jesus knew
Jesu
when the inoculation comes,
kuti parozo uya kubaiwa,
this is going to be a brother
uyu acha wa hama,
who is going to stand with me.
Acha mira neni.
He is going to stand with the word.
Acha mira ne shoko.
And when they got the inoculation,
pakabaiwa nombai,
watch the man that jumps up to the pulpit.
Akasvetukira papurupiti.
The very man who was denying the message.
Muramba.
He began to expound on the word.
Akatanga zvino kudedemura pashoko.
You men and brethren, you your fathers persecuted this
person.
The man Jesus Christ, you know him. What was happening now? He had been inoculated. Something had happened. Are you here this afternoon? And you have been a coward. You have come at the right place. The baptism of the Holy Ghost makes you inoculated. And you become a brother, a sister, that cannot shy away from the testimony. You can challenge the enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you come from this kind of a service, what is going to happen? You are going to look the enemy in the face. Have you seen a drunkard man? Amen. Does he reason? Does he fear nobody? Boss or no boss? Amen. Witchcraft or no witchcraft? After he has drunk enough, when the inoculation is here, when he is walking home, he has got a sense of belonging, a sense of power, a sense of authority, and all the way it belongs to him. He does not fear no nothing. He said, you. Who are you? Get away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of the inoculation, something has happened. When you go back home today, you must be able to say, I have been inoculated. I have the authority. You challenge the enemy and show him the word. It is written. It is written. It is written. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we clap hands for our elder? Amen.
Amen.
These services are designed for you. Because you have got cases down there. Back home. Back at work. Whatever you are facing. The inoculation is to empower you, to give you the confidence of who you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And be able to stand like
Peter.
And be able to challenge the enemy. You know what the prophet says? He says, when you receive the Holy Ghost, amen, you become a candidate of association with angelic
beings.
You are able to exercise the authority of the word.
simba riri mushoko.
Amen. And then when the magnet comes,
saka zvino panozo uya magnet yarewa iye,
because you are already a candidate,
nokuti watova nhengo,
you are already networked,
watobatanidzwa kare,
with the heavenly things,
nezvinhu zvekumatenga.
When the heavenly things happen,
pazvinenge zvakuitika zvokudenga,
you are going to be part of it,
iwe unowachikamu chasho,
and the rapture,
kubvutwa,
is coming,
kuchiuya,
for such as you and me,
unourira akaita sewe,
a brother,
iwe hama,
a sister,
iwe anzat,
that has accepted the message, and when the Holy Ghost comes,
wawuya,
like what is happening now, somebody needs to stand up and challenge the enemy and claim your victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No wonder why the Bible says,
fear
not, my little flock. It is the Father's will. Give you the kingdom.
That's right.
We have been given.
Tapiwa.
God has remembered.
Mari warangarira.
His covenant.
Sungano yao.
With the prophet.
Profita.
He promised William Branham.
Profita.
That who is going to listen to your message. Whoever is going to say yes to your message.
Yako.
Says, I'm going to bless him. That's enough for a believer. To stand up and shout.
Say,
glory!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hey!
Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Shall we approach the throne of God this afternoon? Each one.
Mungwe na mungwe.
If you have not been inoculated, tell him,
Mude.
I am ready.
Dagaziri.
Bring down the inoculation. Amen.
Amen.
I remember
Durangarira.
Our pastor, our elder Chikosi.
Mufundisi wedu Chikosi.
Amen. When he normally sings,
Bano,
oh Lord, here I am, standing in the presence of the Son. Let the rays from the golden cross shine on me. Oh Lord, yeah. Stand in the presence of the Son. For the inoculation. Shine on me. Are you here this afternoon?
Oh
Lord,
yeah,
yeah. Singing in the presence of the Son. Let the rays from the golden shine on me. Amen. Let the rays from God to come down to inoculate each one of us. Let us pray as I lead in this prayer. Amen. Talk to him. Call for your inoculation. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Times like this, we come in your presence for the inoculation, knowing that this world is contaminated. Spiritual diseases are flying all over. Men's hearts are failing for fear. The love of men is failing in this hour. Some are chickening out. Some are backsliding. Some are falling away. But those that whom we have predestinated for eternal life, you wrote their names. You wrote our names in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. They are those that you say through the mouth of the prophet, God is never left without a witness. And we are standing in your presence this afternoon that the inoculation of the Holy Ghost may come upon us. That when we walk out of them doors, we are going to be true witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now that you have visited us this service, Father, we are commending ourselves into your own hands. May the power of God come down. Now that the fivefold ministry that the prophet says is the mechanics of the church, Now that the ministry is here, now that the pastor has preached, now that the fivefold has ministered, let the fire of God come and fall upon the people. May you baptize our youths with the power of the Holy Ghost. May you baptize mothers with the Holy Ghost. Baptize fathers with the Holy Ghost. Baptize everyone with the power of God. The power that raised Christ from the dead. May it come upon us, Father. Those that are crying for the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, according to the book of Joel, you promised and said you are going to pour down your spirit upon our flesh. Lord, I pray as a minister of the gospel, a special blessing for these that are present, because that is a promise. As our precious elder said, when you remember your covenant, you don't just sit back and do nothing. Now that you have remembered the promise you made to the bride, now that you have remembered the promise you promised your prophet, Brother Branham, we are coming, Father, to reap the blessings. We are coming to benefit because we are associated with this covenant. We pray, Lord, that those that are sick amongst us now, may they receive their healing. May the same power, the Holy Ghost who healed all the sick people in the Bible, may the same pillar of fire that was William Marion Branham in his ministry, Father, may he come now. May he come and inoculate each and everyone amongst us. May he come and baptize children, Heavenly Father, with the Holy Ghost. May he come and heal the sick. May he minister from one chair to another, from one situation to another, from one question to another, from one problem to another. May you give victory to your people through the preaching of this message. We accept it. And as the prophet says, we just drink. We drink and drink until we are fully inoculated. Accept us, Father, as we accept you in our hearts. If mess upon us, Father, and be with us, and be with each and every one of us. The Bible says you are the God who grants the desire of your servants, the desires of these that are here. Heavenly Father, we pray and commit all into your own hands. In the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Hey.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is good this afternoon to give us his word, the mechanics, and the dynamics. Amen.
Man.
All in one place. And you start to go with the motor. Tenga mafuta supe. Don't push it. Don't just kungoichiwa yaka mira.
Amen.
Tenga mafuta. Amen. Very big engine. V6.
Ombe.
V6. Amen. Ashinani pastor say so. So da mafuta uta.
Amen.
Zinu zifande. Let there be oil in your life.
Apawe ni mafuta muupenyu wako.
Amen.
Amen.
Let there be oil. Amen. Praise God. I remember that time I was not in Bazi. Nishipokuwa mtare going to Bulawayo. Jendo college. So ndangatende uka manje. Saka I've been, but was then, them days he was very hard on Pentecostal music. It's a long journey. I forgot the song, but this was another song again. Which the wife sang. Yeah? Amen. Take achawanika. Praise God. And we are very happy this afternoon. Pastor Tagoza, thank you very much. Really appreciate you.
Amen.
To give us a balanced sermon. To empower us. Amen. When the mechanics are right. You see where you started from? The mechanics of your order.
Atari yako yarongedzwa zvakanaka.
Number 5 right now. The mechanics of having the order.
Atari yarongedzwa zvakanaka.
Praise God. Now, Madam Titwa sent us the video of the prophet's cave.
Takazotumirwa video yebakoria raenda
mupofita. After yesterday.
Mushure mimharidzi anesu.
The man yesterday said that was an order which the prophet had.
Nokuti panga panzi pano mupofita anga ane atari yake.
Said you hauna order. Your prophet hit one.
Profita anga inayo.
You'd sneak in there.
Aipinda imomo.
And God knew.
Mariwa iziwa.
Before time.
Guwa isati apa.
This man will come.
Kuti uimurume wa izuwea.
I'm preparing an altar for him.
Na akumugadzirira ata.
Where I will meet him in there.
Panicha sangana na.
The funny part here is the funny part.
Chaishamisa hechi.
They said, mubako imomo. Amakana muka yaka mpinda imomo. Eh? Hamuna kana muka yakapinda imo. It was specifically designed for the prophet. With the table in there. I saw the table on the video.
Video yabuditswa katafura kaiwamo.
Where I was watching it,
ndanchi taris.
I felt a strong power coming on me.
Ndanzwa simpa rakakura richiita kuuya mandiri.
Chitsika mwari maitoziva kuti bako iri. Bako iri. And when it gets tough on him, he says, I'm going away. I won't come back home. That's where he went. The angel knew. He went to meet him in there. Like what he was saying. He renders us where the supernatural
and
the natural they come there.
So sangana ipapo.
So taura na nyaya dzopera. It says when the mechanics is right, dynamics will always come. Dynamics will always come. Don't take these meetings lightly. Do what you must do as a man. If there is sin in your life, take it out during this meeting. Make your heart. Remember, I said your heart is also an altar. Make that heart. Clean it up. Do your part. Elijah, what did he do? He began to repay the altar. First, the altar yashibis when nanapari. This I just said when nanapari. Rongonorai. If you have to rongonora something in your life, please do.
Ita.
Through memory line. Go down through memory line.
Ita pinda mu wezabe norondo yako.
And do a lot of things. Put those stones. Take them out. Put them there. And begin to rearrange. Rearrange again.
Woronga pacha.
And say, Lord, I have done this. As you have told me to do.
Seja makati uza.
Yes. You see, what did he say? He said he builded that temple as he had been shown. He said, did he say that? He builded that temple as the Lord had showed him. You build your altar as the Lord is showing you. Amen. Yesterday he said what God still speaks to people in way of giving instructions. Take this meeting seriously. Rearrange your life. Start afresh. Start again. If there's thing for you to start again, please start again. And when he rearranged, it was like he was a foolish man. Until he even poured water on it. Poured water on it. To confuse the devil.
Satan anyonganise.
If to do that sometimes. Then you see that God will come down and honor that old. You come and answer by fire. And I'm so happy that mechanics and the dynamics. Praise God.
Amen.
God is good. And we thank Pastor Mazinga for keeping it off in a special way again. Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Do you know the fivefold ministry actually? That's the fivefold ministry.
No,
we are cheaters.
Amen.
What we had during just these few days, there's no way. You can pull it out from a tape as you listen to the tape. Waker. You will not. Forget about it. You will not. These men are anointed.
Warume awa wakazodzwa.
Kupinda mumabako. Kunokora zvinhu. Wozviisa pachena kuti hezvo. Like today, I'm no longer the same.
Sazino and
I'm empowered right now.
Yeah.
You know what? All your challenges which you face in life. They are challenges of knowledge. But when he comes and he empowers you, he gives knowledge to do it. That's your victory. Now the altar answers everything. The mechanics answers everything. Dynamics answers everything. I'm telling you beforehand. I'm angry. The next 10 years, praise God. So, thank you for this session. Thank you, elders, for this session. We will break for a while. I think our deacons, they have lunch, which they will serve.